Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show. Honestly, Mark, I could have you here for 2 hours and we wouldn't be able to touch on everything that's happening at your club. We've got protests, we've got potential new billionaires want to buy you, players getting linked away, manager under pressure after two games. It's chaos, mate. That, you must be absolutely exhausted. I can only imagine.
I was going to say, you can probably tell by the dark circles under my eyes, I'm absolutely knackered, and I don't think it's going to get any better in the next 2 weeks. But yeah, look, this is our biggest game of the season, and it just seems to be a drop in the ocean compared to everything else. There's so much going on at the moment, and it's but actually, probably one of the most consistent things is we can pretty much tell what team's going to go out on Monday, and I can pretty much guarantee that it's going to be very unlikely that we see anything other than a Liverpool win, I think.
Let's start off the field before we start looking at the game then, because like I say, there's so much going on. So we know there's a protest planned before the game. Jim, there's been reports there about Jim Radcliffe and a potential takeover bid, which obviously must be music to the ears of Manchester United fans who are desperately trying to get rid of the Glazer family. What's the general thoughts of the fan base on that one, mate? I mean, it seems pretty obvious now that until the owners change, not much is going to change at Manchester United, but this is the first real bid we've heard of for quite a while where there's significant truth behind it, I guess. I'm guessing that's quite exciting.
Yeah, I mean, look, the rivalry between Manchester United and Liverpool is the big rivalry, isn't it? And there's not a lot of love there, let's be honest, but there are a lot of similarities. You know, we've had great managers of the past, great success, great fan base, you know, a real connection between the fans and the club that I don't think other clubs have got. And then Man United have got the Glazers for the last 16, 17 years who have put us into debt. You know, they make no secret of the fact that they want to take money out of it. It's a business model to them. And that's been a constant battle for United fans for a long time, who really have been unsuccessful in trying to remove them. And then last night, I mean, I had Matt Dickinson on from the Times to promote a book this morning, and I couldn't believe it last night because we'd arranged that, and then he's breaking this massive story. And I said to him this morning, I actually can't believe the response to it. And I said, Matt, you've just literally done a story saying that Sir Jim Radcliffe wants to buy Manchester United, and this is the name that people always mention, apart from Elon Musk, but he actually is a British billionaire, a Mancunian, supports Man United, and he's got the money. And you've just put a story out there, and they've confirmed it, that yeah, if United's for sale, we'll buy it. Well, suddenly Man United have got the perfect buyer who's viably wanting to buy the club. And you've now presented the next day with a situation where if you can get the Glazers out, you've got the buyer. So we're now, you know, forget the protests for the Super League, they were massive, but we've now got a buyer. You know, we've got a buyer, and it's can we get the Glazers out? So Monday's massive because the protests were happening anyway. The protests have been happening. They've been very successful. They've not really been picked up by the media as much, but they have been successful. Monday is an opportunity to really, you know, put a big statement out. I don't think we're going to see games cancelled or anything like that, like we did with Liverpool in the Super League. But I suspect there's going to be a lot of momentum behind the United fan base to try and make a change. Whether we can do or not, that's the interesting thing.
Yeah, like I say, I had two journalists. I spoke to Phil McNulty and Jim White, and Jim's a big Man United fan. He said nothing will change until them owners are gone. We went through it with Hicks and Gillette, obviously, mate. We knew eventually it was fans that kind of got them out of there. The banks didn't help, of course, but it was fan pressure. It can lead to something. We'll see how it goes.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh, let's focus then before, again on the pitch and well I say on the pitch transfers, because I've got a list here made very quickly. I asked Chloe, one of our researchers, to put a list together. I'm just going to reel out a list of names that have been linked to your club in about the last 48 hours. Casemiro, Pulisic, we've got Hudson-Odoi, Ziyech, Jan Sommer, we've got Rabiot, which okay, looks like that one's gone, João Felix, Cunha, oh my god, the carry on going Dest, we've got De Jong, Meslier from Leeds. There's absolute tons. Like, obviously, there's a lot of outlets out there who use Manchester United's name, because why wouldn't you? You're going to drive traffic from it. But even those, like, some of these are from really reputable sources who we would trust that their interest is genuine. Does it feel as scattergun as it is? Because it just feels like, well, here's Arnautovic, oh no, it's not. Here's Pulisic, oh no, here it's not. Here's De Jong, oh no, it's not. It just feels like it's absolute chaos there with Erik ten Hag and trying to get players for him. It seems absolutely mad.
Yeah, and let's not forget that all summer it's been, we're not looking at anything else until we get the De Jong deal done, and that suddenly just, it's like United, De Jong, we were never in for De Jong. It's just completely disappeared when actually United have spent all summer after De Jong. So, I mean, and obviously he said he didn't want to come to United, but they've sort of, United have always put it out there, oh yeah, that's just his public stance. There's an agreement behind closed doors. And then suddenly it's like, well, there's not. But the interesting thing is that last week we're looking at Rabiot and Arnautovic for very cheap. Suddenly we're wanting to give Casemiro wages to make him one of the best paid players in the league. We want to give Real Madrid £65 million and Casemiro's 30. We want to go back in for Antony at Ajax and give them £65 million. So something's changed in a week where we were bargain basements for Arnautovic and now we're chucking £150 million. And I think it's got a lot to do with this potential Glazer pressure, where I think they're going, oh my god, there's a viable buyer there, the fans are going to turn on us, let's suddenly release the money that they weren't going to release, which actually I think United fans are quite awake to. So I suspect we will, I mean, you can never say never, but we are after Casemiro and we are back in for Antony, and that's a good 130-140 million ready to go. So they are definitely chucking money, but 2 weeks left in the window, it's terrible planning. I mean, we've just lost to Brentford and Brighton, so it's desperation, but they're chucking big money at it.
Is it Ronaldo related as well? Is there a PR disaster waiting there? Because again, it still feels with him, mate, like I saw his face the other day, there was reports that he's unhappy in training and Ten Hag not with him and blah, blah, blah. Cristiano, the PR machine behind Cristiano Ronaldo, we know, is massive. You know this firsthand as well. Like, it really is. It still does feel like that. There's no guarantee that come the end of August, Cristiano Ronaldo is in Manchester. It still feels like if he could get a move away, or even if United could kind of cut losses on him, that he might still be tempted to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a massive Ronaldo fan and I always stick up for him because I remember what he's done in this shirt, and you know, incomparable to a Harry Maguire or a Bruno Fernandes, you know, Ronaldo's actually done it in a United shirt. So when he says this club lacks ambition and I want to leave, I mean, the club is in a mess. We want rid of the owners. We want rid of the CEO. We want rid of most of the players. He's not wrong and he sees it day to day. So I think Ronaldo probably will go. I hope he doesn't, but I don't have any ill will towards him. I think basically he sees what the fans see and he's just like, I've probably got 1-2 years left. You know, I don't want to be here. I think, and I know people don't like that, but I do agree with it. And I think that yeah, it's just going to be where he goes. But maybe they're chucking money at it to try and say, look, we are ambitious. I, with United at the moment, you can convince yourself of one argument, and then the other argument is completely valid as well. It's just such a contradiction and a mess. And yeah, so there's literally no player we can't get linked to at the moment. Doesn't matter whether they're completely rubbish or Mbappe. I wouldn't be surprised if we bid for him. It's just ridiculous at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, it made it just feel. I don't know if it's. Sometimes they are just that stupid, or they come across it like you think there must be a plan behind it, but actually no, sometimes it is just a bit of silliness. Like, I think Casemiro is really good. I've seen him firsthand in European Cup finals against Liverpool, have really good games. It just seems counterproductive. You bring in a young manager with a brand new philosophy and then spend a club record wages, at least, on a 30-year-old defensive midfielder. And I know Man United need to get a midfielder in because the McTominay-Fred thing just isn't working. We all know that. But yeah, it just seems counterproductive. Why are we changing? Why are we putting a manager in place who we hope can build here for the next X amount of years? Is it a case already, Mark, that like there's a bit of pressure on the manager? It doesn't know like that he's guaranteed to get this, like, you know, that guaranteed 3 years, because Man United has such a shambles. Like, if he keeps losing at some point, he's got to win games. Do you think even he's realised, actually, I've got this grand plan, but actually I might just need to win a couple of games now and keep my job, because God knows where we're like in 6 months down the line?
Well, it's interesting, with the Liverpool game coming up, there were some leaks from the dressing room yesterday that some of the players are not happy with the style of football that Ten Hag plays, and we should be more pragmatic, which basically means let's go back to a back five and hit teams on the break, which I just completely disagree. You know, one of the exciting things about Ten Hag is he plays a high line, high possession. What's the point in, after two games, turning him into something he's not? But that means there is pressure. That means that players already are like questioning him. I mean, Man United dressing room is a disgrace anyway, but there will be people in that dressing room who are saying, well, what's he ever done? He's only ever done it in the Eredivisie. They're probably not intelligent enough to know that he took a team to a Champions League final and has destroyed teams in the Champions League. But yeah, I mean, he will be under pressure. I think a lot of the media preferred the Pochettino. Ten Hag was the fan choice. So, you know, we all know what the media's like. So lose on Monday, three losses in a row, you know, that's not good, whoever you are. And there are mitigating circumstances. But yeah, the pressure will ramp up on Ten Hag. Just hopefully the transfer window chaos and what's going on with the Glazers maybe will relieve him a bit of pressure. But, you know, ultimately, as soon as it's match day, everyone's focus is on that, isn't it?
What are your thoughts on Ten Hag? Are you a fan? Do you like what you've seen so far? Again, I watched that Brentford game and I just thought it was a shambles, to be honest with you, including from him. I think he got a lot of things wrong in there. But what's the general sense from first of all yourself and like any other United fans that you speak to on a daily basis?
I mean, I'm 100% behind him because he's the manager I wanted, but I'd be lying. Look, I think everybody has to be open to criticism. And you're right, the Brentford game was massively naive. Putting Eriksen as a holding midfielder, Klopp would never do that, and neither would Pep. And that's got to be the level that you want to try and get to. Harry Maguire being kept as captain, ridiculous. Benching Varane, I can't believe I live in a world where Varane sat on the bench and Harry Maguire starting. Bruno Fernandes, been terrible for months, just living off form from God knows how long ago, stays on every game. Rashford's the same. I mean, Ten Hag's the manager. He's got to take responsibility for that. I mean, people like conspiracy theories, and I agree with them. I mean, I don't know how McTominay starts games, but, you know, the manager has to take responsibility for that. I don't know what the reasons are for that. But other than that, I think that, you know, he's got a very clear vision, very clear style of play. And he's not been backed in the transfer window, and the preparation for this season has been abysmal. And those players are very weak-minded players. So you give them a 1-0 down to Brentford, you know that's going to be 2 and 3 very, very quickly. And so it was.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.